There used to be just one course of treatment for a sick goldfish. Let's just say it involved swirling water and a lot of porcelain. Today there are hundreds of veterinarians across the country who treat sick fish. Fish medicine is a growing practice in the world of veterinary science. Many of the most serious cases end up at North Carolina State University's veterinary school, where the first documented surgery on a goldfish was performed in 1993. From member station WUNC, Jessica Jones reports.
Just like any doctor before he operates, Greg Lubart wants to inform the families of his patients what to expect.
His spinal cord runs about here.
In this case, Lubart is a veterinarian, and he's going over the sonogram of a sick goldfish named Dragon Boy.
So if we put the tag in, we could probably go in a centimeter, which we wouldn't, but still be away from vital organs. His tail kidney's about right here.
For over a year, Dragon Boy has been swimming strangely. He has been floating on his side rather than straight up. His owner, Alice Berry, loves Dragon Boy and wants to fix the problem, even though she says friends tease her about taking her $18 fish in for almost $400 worth of treatment.
I'm not happy letting him be like this. He can't do the normal goldfish things anymore. And, you know, so I want to see if I can, you know, make him as normal as my other goldfish are, or as normal as possible. I know he'll never be, you know, completely normal again.
Back in the operating room, Lubart has put Dragon Boy to sleep. He lays the fish gently on an operating table and takes out a fabric gun normally used to tag clothes in department stores. With his assistant, Dan Dabrowski, watching over his shoulder, Lubart aims the gun right under Dragon Boy's top fin.
You're saying hold down. Do I release before I let it out?
It shouldn't matter, but we tried that and it seemed...
Okay.
And you can try it the other way.
And just pull it out, right?
Yeah. There you go.
A plastic tag is now sticking out of Dragon Boy's little body. Lubart wants to attach a cork to it as a prosthesis to pull the fish upright. Some people may think it's silly to treat pet goldfish, but Lubart says to him it's very serious.
You know, this is somebody's pet. You know, they love this fish. This fish has a name. It interacts with them. And you know, I'll be honest with you, you know, this is, to me, I don't work with dogs, but to me this is like working with someone's dog or working with someone's horse.
NC State, along with a handful of other vet schools from UC Davis to the University of Florida, also offer students some training in fish medicine. That's good for young veterinarians like Dr. Dan Johnson. At his exotic animal practice in a suburb of Raleigh, Johnson charges between $100 and $500 to treat common fish ailments such as impacted eggs, tumors, and infections.
It's an untapped market. If you add up all the fish people have, it makes the number of dogs and cats and other pets that people have look minuscule. It's the next frontier.
30 years ago, the International Association of Aquatic Medicine had only a handful of members. They mainly studied sea lions and whales. Today, there are about 600 members. Many specialize in treating fish. Back in the operating room, Dragon Boy is waking up from his surgery. The vet has attached a cork to the fish's plastic tag, and now he's swimming upright for the first time in a year. His owner, Alice Berry, is beaming.
I love him very much. I mean, I love all my pets, and I'm happy to see him up again, and this looks like it's going to work, and I'm really thrilled.
Dragon Boy is only 4 years old, but healthy goldfish have been known to live for 15 years. Berry says she'll do everything she can to get her pet to live that long. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.